The real question that I hear again and again is, so which agent or which regimen do I use? Do I use chemo radiation or do I use chemocetuximab or do I do what oncologists generally do and just make the full pot of soup and add cetuximab to chemo radiation? So without having a final answer to that, one example of data we need is what's at least the safety and the early data of chemo radiation and cetuximab. The most mature data came from a medium-sized phase 2 study out of Sloan Kettering in which they treated people with their altered fractionation regimen of radiation, a pretty aggressive concurrent chemo radiation, cetuximab. We saw a few years ago at ASCO that this study actually closed early out of concern of some early deaths. However, when a mature manuscript was published in Journal of Clinical Oncology last year by Dr. Su et al., we actually saw that those early deaths probably were not treatment or cetuximab related, and the absolute survival, even accounting for those early deaths and the tumor control, was really outstanding. So again, single institution, perhaps somewhat selected patients, but encouraging data. RTOG has completed accrual to a randomized phase 2 study in which one arm contained radiation docetaxel and cetuximab. The other arm had radiation and cisplatinum and cetuximab. We did not see any toxicity that made us feel we had to close the study early, but we don't have the final results. We are about a third of the way accrued in an RTOG study that's RT platinum versus RT platinum cetuximab. And I get questioned many times about why don't you have a third arm of RT cetuximab? And the answer is we initially proposed that, but because that would have been an equivalence to platinum in terms of the design and really looking for a reduction in toxicity, it would have tripled the accrual and it would have really gotten it out of the feasible range of patient numbers. Off study, I'll tell you the guidelines that I and some of my colleagues think about, and that is for a patient who has a marginal indication for adding systemic therapy to radiation, but for whom you want to do more than radiation, I recommend cetuximab, clearly better tolerated. For an older patient, cetuximab's clearly better tolerated with radiation. And for the patients with a very advanced disease, which would not have been included in the Bonner study, I would use chemotherapy if they're patients who could tolerate it. That middle zone is really the challenging group. And I think that's the kind of group that if a doc has a good discussion with a patient or family, they want to really go for a regimen where there's phase 2 but not phase 3 data, I think chemo radiation cetuximab is very reasonable.